It's all about that reflation narrative, a narrative that continues to force upward pressure on stocks and downward pressure on the U.S. dollar. In our Wednesday call, we did, however, warn to start expecting more dovish speak out from central banks around the globe in an effort to slow the pace of the U.S. dollar decline. We think this should start to play out and will indeed have an impact, and we also think additional upside in stocks should be limited over the medium term, with so much of the positives around stimulus and the recovery outlook priced in and not much more room for additional support when that next negative shock comes rolling around the corner. Of course, if stocks are limited to the top side and start to roll over, this will also invite flight to safety demand for the US dollar. So right now, while stocks are bid and the US dollar is offered, we suspect things might be getting closer to turning around in the days and weeks ahead. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German GFK consumer confidence, Eurozone confidence and sentiment reads, and a batch of U.S. data, including initial jobless claims, durable goods, GDP, and pending home sales. That's all for now.